And we've just heard there from Belinda Carlisle. Today, Morning Magazine's guest is acclaimed Australian author who has multiple top 10 and USA best-selling novels. You'll know her from her hit novels like the best-selling A Woman's Work and The Nurse's War. She is the amazing Victoria Perman. She has readers hooked with her powerful stories. But Victoria doesn't just write great books, she's also giving back, mentoring other writers and hitting up festivals to share her insights. A true literary superstar right here in Moreton Bay. And she'll be at the North Lakes Library on the 10th of June at 10:30. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Victoria, your latest book, The Radio Hour. Tell us a little bit about it.
The Radio Hour is set in Australia in the heyday of radio in 1956, when radio was king, before TV had arrived. And I have created a character called Martha Berry, who's a 50-year-old spinster, who finally gets the chance to work on a radio serial. The place she works, the ABC, I've used the real ABC, wants the next Blue Hills radio serial, and she's given the job of working on this program. And for a whole range of reasons, things start to go wrong, and she realizes the only way to save the show is to step in and start writing the scripts herself. So she becomes a ghostwriter for the show, but that can't last too long. And the book follows what happens as the radio serial goes to air and as she starts to put her own life experiences into the scripts, and a lot of hilarity and shenanigans ensue, I should say.
Oh, I think it sounds like good fun. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to actually write this novel.
It was actually Gwen Meredith who wrote
Blue Hills
for 27 years. Yes. Yep. I was researching and looking for an idea to write about, and I came across her, and she was a legend of Australian arts and writing. Mm-hmm. She wrote 5,795 episodes of Blue Hills all on her own. Mm. They were 15-minute episodes. If she was ever ill, they would run repeats. No one stepped in to do that writing for her. And Blue Hills was such an important part of Australian radio history. It stopped the nation, really, at lunchtimes, at 1 o'clock, and then at 6:45 in the evenings for all the years it ran. But slowly people drifted towards TV as TV became more embedded in our culture. And she wanted to retire in the end. Mm-hmm. So really it was women like Gwen Meredith who were instrumental in that, in radio drama. And I thought it was a way to pay tribute to her. Because without women like Gwen Meredith, I might not be here. She really set the scene for women writers in this country.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned, Victoria, that you worked in radio. Do any of your own experiences mirror those in the book? And what made you, in that time in radio, do you feel that it was relevant today and beloved as it was in those golden days that you shared this novel?
Yeah, I was started off as a very young cadet journalist in the ABC in Adelaide, where I live. And things had just started to change. I have to say, this is about mid-1980s, mm-hmm. where we were seeing women in newsrooms and hearing women's voices on the radio. But there was still resistance in other parts of commercial radio, for instance, that audiences didn't really like the sound of women's voices on the radio. Mm-hmm. So the ABC and community radio would also have been groundbreaking in that respect, that they took people because of their interests and their talents rather than the fact that they were only men. So things were starting to change, but it was very rare in the years before to hear a woman's voice on the radio. And I wanted to portray that time when women were put into little categories. So women could work in education programs, children's programs, but not in hard news. And my character is 50 years old, as I mentioned, and a spinster, mm-hmm. because back in the day, she couldn't have worked if she'd been married.
Mm. Yeah.
The rules were that women had to resign upon marriage, and it didn't change till the late 60s. Legally, it didn't change practically for a while after that. So things had changed by the time I got I got to the workforce, but I wanted to look back and reflect on all those women who might have missed out on opportunities, those invisible but indispensable women in our workplaces. And we all know them. We all started working with them. They knew how the place ran. They knew where everything was. They knew who everyone was. Had they been born later, they might have been running the show. So Martha Berry is really my tribute to those women, not just in radio, but in all parts of the workforce.
Absolutely. Victoria, when you come to North Lakes in June, you want readers to finish the last page and to take a heart at what Martha tells her protégé. What is Martha's philosophy that she's going to pass on? And does it mirror Martha's creator in any way, shape or form?
Oh, it really does. Martha firmly believes, and it's something she has read, attributed to George Eliot, it's never too late to be what you might have been.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my own life. I wasn't published till I was almost 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for anyone who really, it's a dream I had to be an author since I was a teenager. And I really want people to know that it's never too late to grasp that dream of yours, no matter what it is. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be about being published or anything. It just, if there's something you've been burning to do, it's never too late to have a go.
Sounds good.
And that Martha's an example of that.
Now, you can catch up with this brilliant author at North Lakes Library on the 10th of June at 10:30 a.m. Victoria Pellman, author of The Radio Hour, keeping our community connected. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary.